Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. On this week's program, I'm diving into some of the best recent releases in the world of vocal jazz. It's something I like to do about every 6 months on the show, just to stay up to date on what's current. I think you'll enjoy this selection. Coming up, we'll hear the latest from Grammy winners Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, Diana Krall, and Tony Bennett. Plus, Willie Nelson has released a brand new collection of songs as a tribute to Frank Sinatra. Those recordings and much more from 2018 Vocal Jazz. It's a roundup of recent releases for the second half of 2018. Coming up next on Afterglow.
In the blue light of the Belvedere Motel, watching as the television burns, how the heart approaches what it yearns. In a fever, I can hear your secret voice emerging from a dream. Your voice returns. How the heart approaches what it yearns. After the rain. State headlights slide past the moon. A bone-weary traveler waits by the side of the road. Where's he going? Headlights slide past the moon. I roll in your arms, and your voice is the heat of the night. In a phone booth, in some downtown bar and grill, rehearsing what I'll say, my coin returns. How the heart approaches what it yearns. How the heart approaches what it yearns.
Paul Simon from his latest album, In the Blue Light, a reimagining of many of his past deep album cuts. We just heard How the Heart Approaches What It Yearns, a song that originally came from Simon's underrated album, One Trick Pony, from 1980. He's given the song a modern jazz feel on In the Blue Light, featuring an all-star cast of Sullivan Fortner on piano, Nate Smith on drums, John Patitucci on bass, and Wynton Marsalis on trumpet. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, I'm exploring some of the best new releases in vocal jazz from the past 6 months. And coming up, we'll hear from a new record by Tony Bennett and Diana Krall, as well as the latest from Stephen Colbert's sidekick, John Batiste. I'll start with a singer who continuously impresses me, Grammy winner Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. Salvant's latest record, The Window, is intricate and endlessly expressive, and her confidence with pitch, dynamics, and storytelling make this an absolute pleasure to listen to, despite all of its complexities. The entire album is a duet between herself and her longtime collaborator, keyboardist Sullivan Fortner. Here she is with the opening track from the album, a cover of Stevie Wonder's haunting tune, Visions, from his 1973 album, Inner Visions. This is Cecile McLaurin-Salvant with Visions on Afterglow.
People hand in hand, have I lived to see the milk and honey land, where hate's a dream and love forever stands? Or is this a vision in my mind? The law never passed, but somehow all men feel they are truly free at last. Have we really gone this far through space and time? Or is this a vision in my mind? Leaves are green, they only turn to brown when autumn comes around. I know just what I say, today's not yesterday, and all things have. But what I'd like to know is, could a place like this exist so beautiful? Or do we have to find our wings and fly away to the vision in our minds? Thank you. but one who make believes I know that leaves are green. They only turn to brown when autumn comes around. I know just what I say. Today's not yesterday, and all things have. But what I'd like to know is, could a place like this exist so beautiful? Or do we have to find our wings and fly away to the vision in our minds?
Cecile McLaurin-Salvant from her latest record, The Window, for Mack Avenue Records. We just heard the Stevie Wonder tune, Visions, featuring Sullivan Fortner on piano. We're looking at recent vocal jazz releases this hour, and I want to turn to two female French jazz singers, Cyrille Aimée and Madeleine Peyroux. Aimée was born in France and now resides in the U.S., spending time both in Brooklyn and New Orleans. Peyroux, on the other hand, was born in the States, but she spent a good part of her childhood in Paris and still has a fondness for France. Cyrille Aimée's latest release is a live album from Le Poisson Rouge in New York City, featuring the electrifying singer with her excellent backing band. Peyroux's latest, on the other hand, is a more serious work called Anthem, incorporating both originals and covers of Leonard Cohen songs to create a cohesive political message. In just a bit, we'll hear a track from that album based on a famous poem by French poet Paul Éluard called Liberté. The poem deals with issues of mortality and has struck a chord with the French public after the Paris terror attacks in 2015. First, though, here's Cyrille Aimée live with her original song, Nuit Blanche, Sleepless Night, on Afterglow.
Je salue les mains dans les poches, le cœur dans la gorge. Une semaine m'a semblé un an. Il s'assit tout à côté de moi, ma peau commence à brûler. Et je cache ma joue rouge. Ses yeux s'allument, je fais la fière devant tous ses copains. Mes lèvres tremblent au souvenir d'une nuit blanche dans ses bras. Une nuit blanche dans ses bras. Il fait de moi un gosse. Je me perds dans son sourire. Il fait de moi une femme. Je me noie dans son corps. La chambre commence à se vider. Je suis paralysée, je ne regarde pas. Il me met la main sur la joue, mon visage est tout chaud et ma bouche est excitée. Ses yeux s'allument, je fonds un temps. Je me sens si chanceuse. Mes lèvres tremblent au souvenir. Dans ses bras, d'une nuit blanche dans ses bras, il fait de moi un gosse. Je me perds dans son sourire. Il fait de moi une femme. Je me noie.
Sur mes cahiers d'écolier, sur mon pupitre et les arbres, sur le sable, sur la neige, j'écris ton nom. Sur toutes les pages lues, sur toutes les pages blanches, pierre sans papier ou cendre, j'écris ton nom. Sur les images dorées, sur les armes des guerriers, sur la couronne des rois, j'écris ton nom. Sur la jungle et le désert, sur les nids, sur les genêts, sur l'écho de mon enfance, j'écris ton nom. J'écris ton nom. Sur les merveilles des nuits, sur le pain blanc des journées, sur les saisons fiancées, j'écris ton nom. Sur tous mes chiffons d'azur, sur l'étang soleil moisi, sur le lac lune vivante, j'écris ton nom. Sur les champs, sur l'horizon, sur les ailes des oiseaux et sur le moulin des ombres, j'écris ton nom. Sur chaque bouffée d'aurore, sur la mer, sur les bateaux, sur la montagne démente, j'écris ton nom. J'écris ton nom. Sur le tremplin de ma porte, sur les objets familiers, sur le flot du feu béni, j'écris ton nom. Sur toute chair accordée, sur le front de mes amis, sur chaque main qui se tend, j'écris ton nom. Sur la vitre des surprises, sur les lèvres attentives, bien au-dessus du silence, j'écris ton nom. Sur mes refuges détruits, sur mes phares écroulés, sur les murs de mon ennui, sur l'absence sans désir, sur la solitude nue, sur les marches de la mort, sur la santé revenue, sur le risque disparu, sur l'espoir sans souvenir. Et par le pouvoir d'un mot, je recommence ma vie. Je suis née pour te connaître, pour te nommer. Liberté.
Singer Madeleine Peyroux with Liberté, based on a poem by Paul Éluard. That's from Peyroux's latest album called Anthem. Before that, we heard singer Cyrille Aimé live at Le Poisson Rouge in New York with her original song Nuit Blanche. That comes from Aimé's latest record, Cyrille Aimé Live. I'll turn now to a new album by Bloomington, Indiana local Rachel Caswell. Caswell's latest record is called We're All in the Dance, and it's a lovely collection of songs by a wide range of composers, including Thelonious Monk, Bob Dureau, Richard Rodgers, and Sting. Caswell's voice is as deft and musical as ever, and she's joined by her sister Sarah on violin, as well as guitarist Dave Stryker, who also produced the record. I'll play one of the jazz standards from the album, which Caswell gives a light, swinging treatment. She also serves up an impressive scat solo. In my opinion, she's one of the best in the biz when it comes to scatting. Here's Rachel Caswell with Jimmy McHugh and Harold Adamson's A Lovely Way to Spend an Evening on Afterglow.
This is a lovely way to spend an evening. Can't think of anything I'd rather do. This is a lovely way to spend an evening. Can't think of anyone as lovely as you. A casual stroll through a garden, a kiss by a lazy lagoon, catching a breath of moonlight, humming our favorite tune. This is a lovely way save all my nights and spend them all with you. This is a lovely way to spend an evening. Can't think of anything that I'd rather do. This is a lovely way to spend an evening. Can't think of anyone as lovely as you. Casual stroll through a garden, a kiss by a lazy lagoon, catching a breath of moonlight, humming our favorite tune. This is a lovely way to spend an evening. I wanna save all my nights and spend them all with you. I wanna save all my nights and spend them all with you.
Rachel Caswell with the jazz standard A Lovely Way to Spend an Evening. That's from her latest record, We're All in the Dance, from Turtle Ridge Records. We'll have more recent jazz releases in just a bit, including a song from a new duet recording from Tony Bennett and Diana Krall. Stay with us. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee. Serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan. Online at iHeartSoma.com. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been looking at some recent releases from the second half of 2018 this hour, and coming up, we'll hear the latest from Jon Batiste and Jose James, plus a new recording from Willie Nelson. First, though, I'd like to play a track from what I imagine will be the top-selling jazz album of the year, a duet album between Tony Bennett and Diana Krall called Love Is Here to Stay. It's an album of some tried-and-true Gershwin standards, as well as maybe a few lesser-known Gershwin songs. I'll play one of those less familiar Gershwin songs now. This is Tony Bennett and Diana Krall with the Bill Charlap Trio, performing the George Gershwin, Buddy De Silva, and Ballard McDonald tune, Somebody Loves Me, on Afterglow.
Somebody loves me, I wonder who. I wonder who he can be. Somebody loves me, I wish I knew. Who can he be? Worries me. For every guy who passes by, I shout, hey, maybe you were meant to be my loving baby. Somebody loves me, I wonder who. Maybe it's you.
Somebody loves me, I wonder who. I wonder who she can be. Somebody loves me, I wish I knew. Who can she be? Worries me. For every girl who passes me, I shout, hey, maybe you were meant to be my loving baby. Somebody loves me, I wonder who.
Diana Krall and a spry 92-year-old Tony Bennett with the George Gershwin tune Somebody Loves Me. That's from their latest duet album of all Gershwin tunes called Love Is Here to Stay. The marvelous Bill Charlap Trio is also featured on that album. Another artist still going strong in his twilight years is Willie Nelson. Nelson has always had a close relationship with the Great American Songbook, and his latest record called My Way embraces a group of standards originally performed by Frank Sinatra. This is exactly what Bob Dylan has been doing for the past couple of years, but Willie approaches these songs in a much less mysterious way than Dylan has. One of the highlights of this record is Nelson's ability to adapt these jazz standards to his style, making them sound at ease as a country and western song. This is perhaps no clearer than in the Harold Arlen, Johnny Mercer saloon classic, One for My Baby and One More for the Road. Here's Willie Nelson with that song now, on Afterglow.
It's a quarter to three. There's no one in the place except you and me. So set them up, Joe. I got a little story you ought to know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. So make it one for my baby and one more for the road. Got the routine, put another nickel in that machine. Feeling so bad, can't you make the music easy and sad? I could tell you a lot, but it's not in a gentleman's code. So just make it one for my baby and one more for the road. You never know it, but buddy, I'm kind of a poet. I've got a lot of things I'd like to say, and when I'm gloomy, won't you listen to me till it's all talked away? Well, that's how it goes. Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. So thanks for the cheer. I hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. But this torch that I found, it's gotta be drowned, or soon might explode. So make it one for my baby. One more for the road. Just make it one for my baby and one more for the road.
Willie Nelson with the jazz standard One for My Baby and One More for the Road. That song was canonized on Frank Sinatra's saloon songbook Frank Sinatra Sings for Only the Lonely in 1958. And Willie Nelson gives it a slight country and western feel on his latest album My Way, a tribute to the songs of Frank Sinatra. We're looking at new releases this hour, and we'll take a slight detour now towards Brazilian jazz singer Luciana Souza and her latest record, The Book of Longing. Like the new Madeline Peru album we heard from earlier this hour, The Book of Longing is inspired by the songs and poetry of the late Leonard Cohen. Here, Soza has taken Cohen's poetry, along with poems by Edna St. Vincent Millay, Emily Dickinson, and others, and imbued them with her own original bossa nova sound. The result is lovely, simple, and sparse, filled with elegance and emotional honesty. Here's Luciana Soza with her original version of the Leonard Cohen poem, The Book, on Afterglow.
I can't make the hills, the system is shot. I'm living on pills for which I thank God. I follow the course from chaos to art. Desire the horse, the pression, the cart. I sailed like a swan, I sank like a rock. But time is long gone past my laughing stock. My page was too white, my ink was too thin. The day wouldn't write what the night penciled in. My animal howls, my angel's upset, but I'm not allowed a trace of regret. For someone will use what I couldn't be. My heart will be hers impersonally.
Singer Luciana Soza with The Book, an original song based on a poem by the late Leonard Cohen. That comes from Soza's latest record, The Book of Longing. I'll turn now to the first solo album by singer and pianist John Batiste. Now, you probably know Batiste best as the sidekick and bandleader on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. On his latest record called Hollywood Africans, named after a Basquiat painting, Batiste has left behind his house band, Stay Human, to ruminate on what it means to be black and in the spotlight in 2018. Batiste is from Louisiana, and I'll feature a track that has him tapping into his New Orleans roots. This is John Batiste with the old standard St. James Infirmary Blues on Afterglow.
I went down to St. James Infirmary. And I saw my baby there. Stretched out on a long white table, yeah. So sweet, so calm, so fair. Let her go, let her go, God bless her, yeah. Wherever she may be, she can search this wide world over, yeah. But she's never ever gonna find another sharp dressing piano playing man like me. Should ever ask you just go on ahead and tell them that I had the St. James Infirmary.
Singer and pianist John Batiste, doing what he does best. That was the song St. James Infirmary Blues, from his latest album, a solo record called Hollywood Africans. I'll close off this roundup of recent releases with the latest from singer Jose James. James's music has always blended jazz with a heavy dose of modern R&B. His newest record is a tribute to the great R&B master Bill Withers, For the most part, the songs on this album are faithful reproductions of the Bill Withers originals rather than creative reimaginings of those songs. But it works because James has one of the most soulful voices in jazz, and he can certainly claim to be an heir to the Bill Withers throne. Here's Jose James performing the Bill Withers tune, Better Off Dead, on Afterglow.
She couldn't stand me anymore, so she just took the kids and went. You see, I got a drinking problem. All the money that we had, I spent. And now I must die by my own hand, 'cause I'm not man enough to live alone. She's better off without me, and I'm better off dead now that she's gone. She gave the most and took the least. She even had the priest come to our home. And I cried and prayed and promised God that I'd leave the stuff alone. Now I must die by my own hand, 'cause I'm not man enough to live alone. And she's better off without me, and I'm better off dead now that she's gone. Yes, now that she's gone.
Better off dead.
singer Jose James performing Better Off Dead, a dark reflection on modern masculinity by songwriter Bill Withers. That comes from James's Bill Withers tribute album called Lean On Me, a recent release from Blue Note Records. And thanks for tuning in to this roundup of some recent vocal jazz releases on Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee. Serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan. Online at iHeartSoma.com. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.